Hello and welcome to the Pop Papa Napcast episode number 75. I know this episode's going to come up a day or two late, and I almost skipped it for the week because I had a pretty tough Tuesday, but I figured since it was number 75, it made sense to hop on when I could and get it recorded. If you've never listened to an episode of the Pop Papa Napcast, my name is TJ Deitch. I am a father of two. I have a 3-year-old daughter who's asleep in the middle of the room next to me, and a 4-month-old son who is staring at me from the couch and may or may not fall asleep. I am a professional freelance writer in the pop culture realm, and I stay at home with my kids and try to do that work when I can, which does not always work out, especially if I have a day like I did yesterday. But I'll get to that in a little bit. This episode's coming out in the wake of the Labor Day weekend, which actually went pretty good. My dad went home to visit my mom in Michigan over the weekend, so he left on Friday, and that left the four of us here to kind of hang out by ourselves. One thing that he brought when he came out that he hadn't brought into the house yet, though, was this DVD projector he has. Now, they got this for their cottage, which is now their main house back in Michigan. It is, like I said, a DVD projector. You put a DVD in, or you can put various other inputs into it, and it projects it. They've got a screen that they made at home. But on Friday, I thought, why don't I bring that in and see if it will work? Ever since they got this thing, I've been thinking that it would actually work pretty well in the condo, because when you walk up the stairs, there's this big wall, and it's kind of movie-shaped, if you look at it. And I figured it might work, so I just had to take down one mirror and adjust the levels a little bit, and it did actually work pretty well. So throughout the weekend, we watched a variety of different movies on the wall. That's what Lucy now calls it. Can I watch a movie on the wall? Now, I haven't been able to plug in too many other things. I did try the Xbox yesterday. That works pretty easy. It's got the yellow, white, red inputs, HDMI, the red, green, and blue ones, dongle, but it doesn't have a cable input. I was really hoping to be able to watch the Notre Dame game on Saturday through the projector, but the way our cable is set up, it didn't work because it just comes right out of the wall into the TV. And as far as I know, I haven't done any research on this, but you know, just kind of looking at the TV, it doesn't have out ports. It only has in ports because that makes sense. But I think if we had like an antenna or a cable box or something like that, which we will at the new house, then that should have an out port that can go into the projector and then we can watch TV. It does have HDMI, like I said. I just happen to not have a long enough one to connect the Blu-ray player. Not necessarily because the Blu-rays would look any better, because it is still, you know, whatever the projector is what it is. But it would allow us to play movies that we only have on Blu-ray through there. Or, like Netflix and stuff like that. I did pick up a, like, dongle adapter for my Mac that plugs into a cord that comes with the thing that plugs into the back. It's kind of like one of those printer multi-prong, 6-8-prong plugs. The Macs don't go into those easily, but you get the dongle. It's basically an adapter that goes from the Mac to this thing and that to that. So we could easily watch Netflix or just stream whatever's on, not stream, but project whatever's on my laptop up on the screen, which should be pretty cool. Like I said, once we move into the new house, we'll have it a little bit more figured out. But Friday, I kind of set it up while Em and Lucy ran an errand, and then I kind of put it away. Lucy didn't know what it was just from looking at it. And then Saturday, we had kind of a nice day. We kind of kicked around the house a little bit. I woke up early and watched the kids for a little while. Em got to sleep in until Jack kind of got hungry again. So it didn't last as long as we thought it might have. But we decided to go to the Stormville Flea Market. I've talked about this a bunch of times. Stormville used to be an old airport, and now every however often they run flea markets. Now, usually we go to what's called the big yard sale, where, you know, normal folks pay to have a table and sell whatever they're trying to get rid of. But the regular flea market actually has a lot more antique dealers. At least this one did, and it was really cool. They're actually filming that show Flea Market Flip, I think it's called, which is on like HGTV or something like that. And we'd seen some cameras around, and I was like, you know what, Em? I think it's that show. Whatever network it's on, we don't get, but they rerun it on a different network. And we watched it like last summer or whatever, and we're like, oh yeah, it's kind of cool. Basically, they go around, they have a list of like 3 kinds of things they need to produce, like a wall piece or a light box, something like that, a storage box, whatever. or a chair. And so what they do is they kind of go around flea markets, they look at different things, buy it, and then repurpose it while staying in a budget and showing their creativity. And then they sell it at a different flea market. So it's kind of cool. Neat idea. And they shoot it around here. We know this because we've been to another one of the flea markets that they do called the Elephant's Truck, which is an hour or two away from us. We've only been there once or maybe twice, but it was pretty neat. We thought about going again, but we're just not sure about how the traveling will go, because Jack still does that thing where he freaks out if the car stops. Now, most of it would be highway driving, so it wouldn't be a huge problem, but it's still not the most comforting or convenient or relaxing drive when you know that the ticking time bomb is going to go off at any moment. But they both did pretty good. Lucy was getting tired and kind of all over the place. And unfortunately, I got one of my basically 24-hour colds. It had kind of started kicking in Friday night, just a little bit with the sniffles. And then it really blew my face off on Saturday, because it was just like constant runny nose, sneezing. I knew going there that I was going to have a problem. So I grabbed up one of those portable tissue packs, you know, the little ones, and went through most of it. So it wasn't so hot. We were thinking about going to the farm after that, but instead came home because there was about an hour until the Notre Dame football game. Now, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. They're my college team. I love watching them play. And luckily, they're on NBC, so I can watch them pretty much all the time. My pro team is the Steelers. They kick off this week against the Browns, which should be interesting. I don't really know what to think about the Steelers this year. Nobody's super excited about them, and I kind of get why. I mean, their defense, which is supposed to be this big, bad, rough-and-tumble defense, is looking pretty old. So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. I mean, I hope they're good. Their division's kind of all over the place, so they might actually have a chance. So we'll see. I don't know if that game's going to be on this week, but it was a lot of fun watching Notre Dame, and them winning helped helped me feel better. So that night we showed Lucy, she wanted to watch Brave, so I said, how about we watch it big? And so we watched it on the wall, and it was really cool. And then the next morning, I got to sleep in, and by the time I had woken up, they had already watched like two movies, and then I think Frozen went on. So Lucy really likes it. She doesn't quite understand the limitation at this point that you can't put Blu-rays in, but for the most part, she really digs it, and I think that's pretty cool. We don't put it out all the time because we've got to kind of have it in the middle of a room on like a TV tray table that we have. So it's not super convenient, and she does kind of walk back and forth in that area. But for the most part, it's been pretty cool. But the best part about that was Sunday night. We actually were flipping through movies. I was thinking like it'd be fun to watch something like National Treasure or something, you know, kind of action-y and adventure-y, but not too scary or anything. And I'm kind of flipping through my book, and I'm saying different things, my DVD book. And I say, oh, Star Wars. And Lucy goes, oh, I love Star Wars. Now, she's never seen it, but I've tried for many years. You know, she's only been watching movies for like 1.5 years. But that whole time, I've been trying to see if she had any interest in Star Wars. There's actually one day where I was like, do you want to watch a movie about a princess in space? And I showed her pictures of Princess Leia on the internet, and I was like, here's her friend Chewbacca, he looks like a big dog, and this is Luke, and she had no interest. And we were actually at a fair a couple weeks ago, and some crazy like right-wing church thought it would be clever to have a really bad Darth Vader and a creepy-looking Scooby-Doo like together in what looked like a boxing ring, and to get to the characters and have like your kid's picture taken with them, or just for your kid to talk to them, you had to listen to their spiel about, you know, going to hell or whatever. So unfortunately, Lucy didn't get to see fake Scooby-Doo, but fortunately I was able to keep her away from that. So that's not something we are interested in. And so she kind of had Vader on the brain. I thought she really didn't like him, so I was kind of surprised when she was into Star Wars. But I think the key might have been that M was going through clothes either earlier that day or the day before, and found an R2-D2 C-3PO Star Wars shirt that I don't even remember getting for Lucy. Maybe we didn't, maybe somebody else did. And being like, oh, that's awesome, I can't wait until she's big enough to wear that. And she's like, yeah, Star Wars. And she didn't really make the connection or care. But then later on that day or the next day, I said Star Wars, and she was down. And she made it through the whole thing. She got a little scared at a couple of points, but really enjoyed it. And it was funny because she's seen various Star Wars things, because I love Star Wars and I have things around the house. And like as soon as they lit up the lightsaber, I think Luke is the first one, she was like, "Daddy, you have that," because I have one of those from my old Toy Fair days, one that's, you know, the hilt, and you hit the button and it like cascades out. And it's blue and it glows and it does sound effects and all that kind of stuff. And she's played with that a bunch of times. So we had to put it away because it's a little long for her and she would kind of knock things over because she didn't have an awareness of how big it was or where she was in the room, I guess. So I had to put it away. But and at one point I was like, you know, Lucy, Daddy's got a lot of these toys. I don't know where they are right now, but when I find them and you get a little older, you can play with them. So then she kept asking me throughout the movie, like, "Do you have him as a toy? Do you have that toy? Do you have that toy?" And I was like, yeah, for the most part, I think I have most of them. So that was really cool. I mean, she's not necessarily a diehard Star Wars fan or anything, but she did want to watch more Star Wars on Tuesday. But my wife was pretty excited about all of us getting together and watching them on the wall, as we say. So that'll be fun to kind of go through. We'll probably go back and show her the prequels too, although I've got to watch that last one again on my own just to make sure it's not too crazy. She'll probably like the, you know, episode one because it's about a little kid, but I don't know. I know those get pretty dark, so we'll see. I'll have to give them a rewatch, which I haven't done in quite a while. They're also pretty long, if I remember correctly. But anyway, she enjoyed it. She got through most of it. And then, actually, before that, on Sunday, we went to a farm and picked a bunch of fruits and vegetables. I got to say, I think this is such a racket. I mean, I understand and appreciate, you know, farm fresh and all that kind of stuff. Basically, all I wanted was a basket of tomatoes because I wanted to make some pulp and some sauce. I like to do that in the fall. I was thinking of just going to a farm stand. My wife's like, "Hey, let's go to this farm. We have a membership. We can just go and pick stuff. And we can get a lot of different stuff." I was like, all right, fine. We go. And everything was just so friggin' expensive. I mean, I think I got like 5-6 pounds of tomatoes, which isn't that many tomatoes, really. Maybe a dozen. And it was like $20-something, which, I mean, we're trying to stick to a food budget. And I've been doing a pretty good job. We wound up kind of like substituting some money from elsewhere because it wound up being a lot more expensive than we thought. But it's just frustrating because, like, you guys have us come. You've got to pay. You know, we've got a membership, but we still paid for the membership. You either pay to get in or you pay for your membership. And then you pay all this money to go pick your own food and then walk it all the way back. It's not a huge way, but when you've got a, you know, I had a toddler on my shoulders and Em was carrying Jack and the Ergo. So it's like, you guys are nuts with this stuff. Like, shouldn't overcharge that much. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the mechanics and economics of running a farm, but it just seemed like we got screwed on that deal. But the food, you know, was good. I don't know. I don't know if I have a sophisticated enough palate to, or like food memory to compare and remember the difference between two things like that. The broccoli we had was good, and the tomatoes made good sauce. I mean, I made on Monday, I made a sauce from scratch with some prosciutto and a couple other vegetables, and then just chopped tomato pulp, basically. And also, I made homemade pasta, and I made rolls and cooked up the broccoli that we picked. But really, all it made me want to do is just get a pretty solid garden going when we move, so that we can just have all this stuff on hand and not have to worry about going and paying all this ridiculous money for it. So, like I mentioned, I cooked for a couple hours on Monday, which I really enjoy. For the most part, the kids were calm and had a pretty good weekend. I mean, Jack had a few screaming fits, but he kind of always has a few screaming fits. And then I cleaned a bunch on Monday because our living room was looking kind of atrocious. And as I've said a million times before, you know, if this place starts getting to look real bad, then I start having a lot of anxiety. And it already looks kind of bad because I started boxing things up about a month ago. But with things kind of slowing down with the house buying process, I didn't bother moving forward anymore because, for one thing, we're running out of space, and for another, I didn't want to start boxing up things that I would wind up needing. So that's kind of where that is. It did feel good to clean. I didn't get a chance to vacuum because naps were being had. And overall, Monday went pretty good. My dad drove back that day and got in later, but like we were already putting the kids to bed, so he just went home And then Em and I hung out and both went to bed eventually ourselves. I've been wanting to watch more movies on the projector. I've got a movie, The Fog, from Netflix, and I keep getting distracted or falling asleep and having to turn it off, but it is so cool just being able to watch it up there. And I gotta say, like, I get really giddy about this. My wife was laughing at me, but, you know, I saw Star Wars, the special editions, on the big screen with my parents when they got re-released in, like, the late 90s or whatever before the prequels started coming out. And that was such a super fun experience. But for the most part, I haven't seen my favorite movies from, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s on the big screen. And even the ones from after that, I've seen them on the big screen once. And there is just something really special about seeing a movie big like that. You notice a lot more things. I think you actually become a more active participant because your eyes are moving around on a bigger canvas. When you're watching a TV, even the larger TVs like we have now, I can see everything if I'm just staring at the screen. If I kind of like let my eyes relax a little bit, I can see everything. But when it's bigger like this or at an actual movie theater, there's just, I don't know, it's a fun experience and you don't usually see movies like that. I'm looking forward to watching some of my favorites in this format, but I think I'm going to wait. Em and I have been talking, and the reason my dad brought the projector out in the first place is because we think that the new house is actually perfect for doing movie showings outside, like when the weather's nice. And we could either hang a screen from the house and project that way. The only problem with that I see is that there is a neighbor straight behind us and there's no blocking. There's no anything. There's no shrubs or trees or fences or anything like that between us and them. And it's not like we're going to show crazy movies or anything, but it would be fun to do like horror movies or action movies or things like that. And I don't know what their tastes are, so I don't necessarily want them to have to like look out their window and see this. So the other thing that we're thinking is of devising some sort of screen that's kind of sits in the middle of the yard, and we face, like, our backs will be to the house, and then that way it's just us, because we don't really have neighbors on the side. They're further back, and they wouldn't see it, so it would work pretty well that way. And it's exciting. You know, I made popcorn. I usually make microwave popcorn, but we're running low on it. I think we've only got one bag, or maybe no bags at this point. Lucy loves popcorn. And the other day, during the football game, I was like, I'm going to make some popcorn. And I popped it, you know, in a pan with some oil the old-fashioned way. And then I mixed, you know, salt and some garlic powder and melted a little butter and put all that in. I was like, it would be so fun to have, like, a movie night with popcorn and like, desserts and dinner and that kind of stuff. So I'm pretty excited about all this. And it's good to have this excitement because the process has really kind of slowed down. Actually, we're hopefully going to sign the contracts with my parents to officially sell the condo either late this week, but it's looking more like early next week. And then at that same time, we're going to sign the contract to buy the house. There was a little bit of concern with some of the wording on the contracts about whether it made sense to sign before we officially sell the condo or not. It's just a lot of little paperwork and business and lawyer things needed to be figured out. But hopefully that will really kick things into gear. Once we're under contract, the title search will start off. Our loan will actually start going through. And then those are obviously the big things. We've been pre-approved and we've been working with a financial expert. So there's not really any concern that won't happen. And, you know, once that's all in the works, it can take 2 to 3 weeks to get a title search. And then hopefully we'll get in. I mean, everybody's really kind of anxious and just wanting this to get done. I want to get out of this house, this condo, and into the real house because, I mean, even the signing of the papers, that's going to allow my dad to stop living in a hotel and live in the house. At the same time, we can really get in there and figure out how we want to paint it and, you know, furniture-wise, that kind of thing, and then we can just move everything. And then once that's done, my mom can finally move out here. I mean, my parents miss each other. And it's not easy for anybody to be on their own this much. And, you know, I feel for what they're going through because it can't be easy. But once that's all done, then we're finally in the house and we can really start kind of getting in. I mean, it's still a long road, but it's really starting to feel like it finally has some signposts with light on them that are kind of leading the way. And so that's good to feel because for a little bit there, it was just kind of like, what are we waiting for? What's going on? Let's do this. But it does take a while, I guess. And I've heard that in New York, it takes an even longer time than normal. So that's kind of where we are with the house. In the beginning of the show, I mentioned that Tuesday was a pretty hard day. With Monday being a holiday and us being home, I couldn't record. And Tuesday wound up just being kind of a nightmare. Jack had another one of those days where he just would only take 20 to 30 minute naps. Lucy wound up not taking any naps whatsoever. And when Jack was awake, he would just scream. You know, I had some work stuff I could have done. I had stuff I needed to do. But when he's just screaming for that long, it's like my brain just gets scrambled. And it's just hard to focus. I mean, that's my job. I mean, I've got to focus. That's all I do. I gotta figure out a clever way to introduce a story. I've got to read through and make sure there's no spelling or factual errors, and also make sure that it all makes sense and that it fits the style guide. Now, there's obviously editors, and they do their job, but I try to present them with as close to a finished product as I can. There were things at different stages I could have done yesterday, but after the screaming throughout, like kind of the middle of the day, I was basically melted. I couldn't do anything. I was able to cook dinner, but it wasn't even that good. Something I just kind of made up on my own, but oh, it was a really rough day. Now, luckily, he took a little bit of a nap in the afternoon, and once he woke up, he was kind of back in action in a nice way. He was happy, and, you know, when he's happy, he's the best because, you know, he's smiling and you can play with him, and I'm really trying to take time out of the day to, like, really interact with him and Lucy. I mean, Lucy actually starts school next Tuesday, or orientation's on Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursday are the days. And then she's going to be gone for a couple hours those days every single week, and then until she moves on to further school and all that kind of stuff. So things are definitely changing, and it's getting crazy here. So I do want to try and focus on being a good dad, and it's so hard on those scream days because I'm frazzled at best. And then, you know, Lucy's just being herself. Sometimes herself is a very anxiety-inducing person in me because she's just constantly asking for things. But, I mean, all she wants to do is, like, play or eat something or watch something. I mean, nothing offensive. But when you're trying to deal with an infant who just won't stop screaming, who you cannot help in any way, the whole thing is just kind of a nightmare. That's the word that just kept popping into my head yesterday, was just, this is a nightmare. This is, you know, if I believed in eternal damnation, it would probably be something like this. It's bad enough just having him scream, but you can't do anything to help. And then you're just kind of in a terrible mood to two people you love, even though, you know, nobody's doing anything on purpose. And it's just, it's really tough. So that was Tuesday. Luckily, even though Lucy was getting pretty wound up towards the evening, since she didn't nap, it only took one story in about 10 minutes for her to fall asleep. So that was nice. I was able to come out. My wife and I love watching The League, and the new season, or the last season, the fifth season, popped up on Netflix Instant yesterday. We've never actually watched a season live, I don't think, because it was an FX show, and I think it was opposite something else we watched, or at, like, an awkward time. And now it's on FXX, which we don't get, so it's kind of a bummer, because it's such a funny show. Just watching these terrible people be awful to each other. But sometimes, especially after a day like yesterday, that's kind of what you need or want. So that was a nice little way to end the day. And then today has actually been spectacular. Jack's on his third nap. I actually started a spreadsheet that I just keep open on my computer that has information like the day, nap time, any notes about him falling asleep, wake up time, any notes about waking up, and then the total time for the nap. I keep track of nap to nap on the Itspin, but this has been a pretty good way of just seeing what's what. I figure it might be something that I'm doing, but I don't know. And this information isn't super complete because it obviously doesn't take into account diapers or anything like that. A friend, my friend Charney, mentioned an app on Twitter that I'm going to check out. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to input everything. So we'll kind of see how that goes. I'm just wondering if there's a pattern. Like, if I try to feed him at a certain time, does that lead to a nap or doesn't it? Now, today he's had almost no spit-ups and no gas pains, no freak-outs, as I call them. So I don't know if that's just milk-wise or if that's just whatever's happening to him or growth spurt or teething or any of this stuff. That's the trouble with infants. You just don't know what's happening. I mean, I'm gotten so used to Lucy, who will tell me anything that's going on, that dealing with someone who is not communicative because he can't speak is difficult. And I guess I forgot how difficult it can be. Plus, I mean, he just has more stuff going on, I think, than Lucy ever did. So it's a little bit tough. It's not a little bit tough. It's super friggin' tough. But he did take a nap pretty early in the morning. He fell asleep next to me on the couch. And then after that, I kind of, he was up for a little while. We hung out. I kind of jiggled him a little bit. And then he fell asleep again. And that one was like over 2 hours, I think. And so I was able to get a bunch of that work I wasn't able to do yesterday done. And I actually feel pretty good about today. And then once Lucy fell asleep for her nap a little while ago, Jack was just kind of being cool and chill on the couch next to me, and he's fallen asleep since I started recording. So that all worked out pretty well. I'm feeling much better about today. Someone once said to us, and I can't remember who, unfortunately, I think it was a parent, but when you're dealing with babies, especially, you know, you can have a lot of bad days in a row, but eventually you start getting good ones, and then you kind of start stringing those together, and then you wind up having good weeks. Now, I haven't probably had a good week in a while, but I am hoping that this maybe is leading towards that. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, you never know what these little dudes are going to do. The phrase I keep going back to is cautiously optimistic. I'm not going to put all my eggs in that basket of hope at this point, because he has not shown me that that is what he is able to be or do right now. But it is something that I do hope for. Obviously, I mean, I want him to be happy and healthy, and it doesn't seem like he is either of those things some days, but today he seems both. He's doing good. He's on his third substantial nap. I'm probably going to edit this together and hopefully get it up on Thursday. We will see. It is Wednesday. I don't really know what else I have to do this week. Like I said, it's been crazy, and it's a short week. I always think of like a long weekend as being a long weekend. I always kind of forget that it actually also, you know, makes for a 4-day week, which is also a nice bonus. So we'll see how that goes. And I will keep you posted on all things house and kid related. But I think for now I'm going to sign off. My name is TJ Deitch. I am the host of the Pop Papa Napcast. If you head on over to poppapa.com, that's poppapa.com. You can check out the show notes for this episode, number 75. You can leave comments there or ask questions. You can also find links to some of my other online presences, like the posts I do over on comicbookresources.com. That's my main job. You'll also see a link for United Monkey. That's MONKEE.com, where I write about comics and books and movies and that kind of thing. I have monkeyingaroundthekitchen.com, all one word, no spaces, but I haven't posted on a while. I want to get back to that because it is a good record of what I've cooked and when and how and why and all that kind of stuff. And I do actually refer back to it a lot. Plus, I think it's a fairly good resource for other people who are looking to cook. And I am on Twitter at Papa Deitch. That's PoppaDietsch. If you happen to get the show through iTunes, please head on over and leave a rating and some comments if you like. Or leave questions and comments on the show notes at poppapa.com. I would love to have more interaction with listeners and that kind of thing. I have had a few things, links and stories sent to me, but since this episode was just kind of thrown up together real quick because I had the time, I didn't get to those now, but I will get to those probably next week when I am hopefully able to be a little bit more organized. But that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a good week.